Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you right for this April 20th, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
We got the gang back together. We're going to have some fun this morning. Plenty of things going on. Getting to our National Day of calendar in a little bit. We're going to also touch on the Saturday being Earth Day. We got top five questions. We are Googling about that. TikTok has a new acne cure.
Oh, dear. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with this one. I don't know. A little bit later, we're going to have some fun. 8 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. Getting a live and direct update from Paul and the gang. And then after that, we'll get into 80s TV catchphrases that we recognize. We're going to see how many of these we get. Yeah, how many of them you can remember and stuff.
Some Star of the Day stuff here. Star of the Day training.
Should be fun. Get into that. We have some fun stuff after that. Of course, we have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club in the 8 o'clock hour. And then we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our good friend Madison and the Southwood County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week.
Nice.
Cannot wait. It's going to be fun. We want to send a big shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center for sponsoring the segment. I cannot tell you guys how long TJ's has advertised with WFHR.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They've been with us a long, long time. We appreciate the gang over there. Great workers over there. Great, great work at what they do. Got that coming up, 9 o'clock hour. Some entertainment news I want to touch on. Will Ferrell has a new series coming out that I think is interesting. There's another new series coming out that I have no interest in. We'll see. And we're going to play a sample of the Foo Fighters have their first song they're releasing since Taylor Hawkins' passing. They released that. We're going to play some of it for you today.
Cool.
If you thought that'd be kind of fun. Nice. So all that going on, along with all that, we are also going to be sometime between now and the end of the show giving you a chance to win tickets to the Ecovi Fashion Show. Our friends,
this sounds so cool.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
The
First Congressional Church presents a special Earth Day program featuring Eco-Eve apparel this Saturday, April 22nd from 2 to 4 over at their location at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This is Eco-Eve apparel is endangered animal-inspired clothing made from 100% recycled water bottles created by Evie, a 12-year-old autistic girl.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah,
it is.
Evie's amazing.
Yep.
Autism awareness speaker, fashion show, kids activities, shopping, goodie bag. Adults just $5, kids free. Each ticket acts as a $5 off coupon towards your Ecovi purchases.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You can call our friend Jackie if you have more questions at 715-572-7242. That is 572-7242. It's also a way to reserve tickets. Or you could just be listening to the greatest morning show in the world. And we're going to give you two tickets. We're gonna give you a chance to win two tickets.
Ooh, that's right. Nice.
All you got to do is listen and call in when we tell you to.
Listen and call.
That is it.
Easy.
Cannot wait to do this a little bit later.
It's eco-easy.
It's nicely done. Nicely done. He's a dad. He can tell that joke.
Yes.
All right.
Give me my dad jokes.
Only dads can tell really, really bad corny jokes that make you cringe.
Get away with it.
You know it's a dad joke when you want to cringe before you want to laugh.
Yeah.
Even if you find it funny.
You're doing them both at the same time.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah, it's a good one.
They are funny,
exactly
too.
What it sounds like.
They are funny.
It is. How is everybody doing this morning? Melissa, how you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
You are.
No, but for a good reason. We had the opportunity to have dinner with our cousin.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. For the audience that doesn't know, while Aaron and I are not related, mm-hmm. we have a mutual cousin.
There you go. Yes.
Which, and I credit her with why we are dating.
There you go.
Nice.
So she was stateside from Hawaii last night in the area. So we went and had dinner with her.
Mm.
Unfortunately, she couldn't make it because her flight got delayed. And then she was running late. But we all still got together. But it was practically past our bedtime. So we got there at 6. And she got there about 6:20 or so. So it was, well past our bedtime by the time we got home at ate something last night.
Right.
So. I know that sounds weird, but just imagine if somebody invited you out for dinner at 9.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing, right?
And your bedtime's at 10.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, with the chances of seeing this family member is so few and far between, you got to make it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Good to hear, though.
Running on coffee this morning.
Yeah, just one of those mornings. If you're anything like me, it's not only a morning. I'm drinking coffee. I might as well bathe in it. Like, it's the only way to keep me awake.
Get
right
the
now.
IV going
just, yes,
there.
Yes, just get the IV going and everything. Good to hear. You had a good time, though. Had a good meal.
Oh, yeah. Everything. We had a nice meal. It's north of 64, I believe, is the name of the restaurant that we ate at. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Right. They just took their igloos down, which is why we had snow. But they have a nice outdoor seating area. Fortunately, we didn't have to sit outdoors because we still have snow up here, in spite of the rain that we're getting. But yeah, good meal. I had a chicken Philly sandwich.
Ooh,
which
nice.
Which came with it came with an au jus, like a normal Philly.
Wow, okay.
But because it was chicken, it was a yellow-looking au jus, like a chicken broth.
Oh, okay.
Aaron was like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's gravy. Chicken gravy.
It's not pee in a cup, I promise. Well, because it was a clear broth like you would have as an au jus.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. Right, okay.
Right. No, it was good.
Seth, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. Actually, speaking of food, I have to give my oldest a shout out. He made supper last night.
Ooh.
All by his lonesome.
Nice.
For everyone.
Was it grilled cheese?
It was not. It was not. Ooh. He just started his foods course.
Nice.
In middle school.
Cool.
And they learned how to make English muffin pizzas. He was excited. He wanted to make it for everybody. So we're like, okay, you get to do it, yesterday for dinner. And he did it. He was so excited. They turned out really great. And good for him, I got to say.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Nicely done,
Yay.
Young man. Nicely done. That's cool. English muffin pizzas. I've never had one of those. That sounds awesome. That sounds really cool.
It's like a mini personal pizza.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And good on him. It is, of course, 4:20. This is a pretty funny day that a lot of people celebrate. A lot of people have fun with this day and everything. I came across a stat this morning that blew me away, and pun intended there. I worked all night on that, guys. Like, come on.
All night.
Hey, we both laughed. Our audience probably groaned.
Yes, they, as well as they should. After a long day, some people treat themselves to some chocolate. That tends to be one of the things that a lot of people do tend to like.
Mm-hmm.
Others opt for maybe a craft beer or a glass of wine at night or something. And since it is 4:20, people in some areas may unwind with a little cannabis where it is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And only where it is legal is what we are talking about here. Sheriff Becker.
To be clear.
And as marijuana laws are changing around the country, Americans spent about $30 billion on legal weed products last year.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is up from $12 billion the year before.
Wow.
The $30 billion last year was more that we spent on chocolate.
Hey, legislators, are you listening?
We'll get there, Melissa. We'll get there. $18 billion on chocolate and $8 billion on craft beer.
Wow.
Combined, those two things did not even come close to the $30 billion that was spent on legal cannabis. Legal cannabis may ultimately help boost chocolate sales, along with other munchies, of course.
Of course.
And a company called Zen Cannabis has created a 420-pound chocolate bar in honor of 420.
Oh, my goodness.
It measures 9 feet by 4 feet and is 3 inches thick. It also includes 4.2 million milligrams of THC. The asking price for the chocolate bar is $42,000.
I would hope so.
Only somebody on weed would spend that money on that
chocolate.
Anyway. Yes, only a person. Yeah, that's the only. That's exactly who they're marketing this for. It's right to that person who has had that little too much to smoke and thinks this is a really banger idea. This is going to be really smart.
Fortunately, they probably don't have that kind of money.
No, they don't. No, they definitely don't. They definitely don't. If they did, they'd spend it on weed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. It would. But Melissa did take this to a direction where I wanted to go, because that $30 billion, guess who didn't get any of that? Wisconsin.
Zero.
Zero. Guess how much our ag industry in this state got?
Zero.
Our farmers got in this state? Zero.
That's small business owners.
Yes. That hurts everybody. Mm-hmm. If there was a stigma about sugar, like there kind of is, but if there was, would we not sell sugar? Sugar is addictive. Sugar is an addictive quality that I can pick up at anywhere around me anytime I want in this mm-hmm. building. I can go across the street to the gas station to buy a bunch of it. I can go to the grocery store, buy as much sugar as I want. Nobody's going to blink an eye. May mm-hmm. think it's a little weird that my cart's full with tons of sugar, but they're just going to keep moving because right. That's the way of the world. It would seem ridiculous to turn our backs on a industry that is creating this kind of money. Think of the electric cars. If all of a sudden we decide, you know what, Wisconsin's going to put our foot down, we are not going to have electric cars in this state. How ridiculous would that be? We're mm-hmm. leaving money on the table. Like, regardless of how you feel about this subject, the morality of it or any of those things, the money that we are leaving on the table, what we are doing to our small businesses, to our farmers, to our ag industry, is an insult. It's a huge insult, not to mention the benefits that this has. When I've talked about this before, when I was in California and they were first starting to legalize marijuana and everything, and these shops open up everywhere. My buddy Will takes me to this place because of my migraines and the disc in my neck. I qualify for legal marijuana. Mm-hmm. We go to this store. And I'm expecting to see Cheech and Chong. I'm expecting to see, Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob are going to be standing outside
lots
the building.
Lots of lava lamps.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Hey, brother, man, how you doing? You look great.
Carpet on the ceiling.
I walk in there, and there's people in med coats. Everything is stainless. It couldn't be more. I felt like I was walking into a craft shop. And all that is in there are people 60-plus. I start yeah. talking to this old lady who's waiting in line, and she's telling me how thankful she is that this place is close to her house because she hasn't been able to eat for weeks. And now she's got this license and she's going to be able to get an appetite and all these things and how it's helped her. I talked to this old man who fought in World War II, fought in Vietnam. World War II in Korea, and had struggled his whole life with pain. Had struggled his whole life with PTSD. This was the one thing that saved him. His words mm-hmm. saved him, not cured him, not helped him, saved him. Mm-hmm. We're going to let this go by, not to mention the lowering of blood pressure, the reducing of inflammation, preventing relapse in drug and alcohol addiction, the opioid epidemic, getting people off of opioids. I can keep going, everybody. I could spend the next 3 hours talking mm-hmm. about this. Like, what are we doing as a country? What are we doing as a state?
As a state,
because
yeah.
the rest of the country mm-hmm. is getting this. Colorado's rolling in it.
Yeah.
Money, not weed.
Another great pun there, by the way.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to do that one.
Way to go, Dad.
Speaking of dads, Melissa, my father, I've been very honest. My father has done every drug there is. He was a professional addict for a very long time. Thankfully, last 20 years, clean and sober, doesn't even really like a beer anymore. Mm-hmm. But before that, he knew this game better than anybody. And I'll never forget, my dad and I sitting back, and I was just talking to Katrina about this the other day, sitting back and him and I talking, and it was at the time when the bath salt thing was going on, and you got people biting faces in Florida and stuff like that. And my dad's like, Jimmy, one day they're going to legalize it. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? They're never going to legalize weed. They make too much money off of it and everything, and there's too much of a stigma to it. So, Jimmy, there's too many other worse things coming out. They eventually, it's going to seem by comparison, marijuana compared to bath salts seems pretty innocent, seems pretty okay. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he was right. I give him credit about this because I laughed at him. I thought it was ridiculous. Now, where they were going with it, though, I don't think any of us could have saw. I think those of us that have used it, because yes, I will admit that I have used it before. The help that it gives, the relief that it gives. Mm-hmm. I understood that. I understood that from a young age. Mm-hmm. I've tried every pain pill there is, over the counter, under the counter, over the moon, whatever you want to say. None of it helped me. Not a dang bit of it helped me. This helped me. This mm-hmm. is the one thing that did help me. And I am not alone in this.
No, not at all.
There are so many people that it is benefiting.
I'd like to bring up another aspect of this that isn't talked about as much. But, you know, we have some quasi-legal products in this state right now with the Delta 8 and the Delta 10 mm-hmm. products that are. But the problem is these are not regulated. If weed was legalized in this state, there would be regulations. There would be safety guards in place. Right now, it's kind of I don't know what you want to call it.
Wild West kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. With the products that are out there, and there's no regulation. That's putting our kids at risk.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you wonder, that's a great point to bring up, too, because of the fentanyl situation. Mm-hmm. With legal marijuana, you don't have that situation. You don't have people going in back alleys and, you know, getting a this or that or whatever or anything. You're going to dispensaries. You're going to dispensaries and you're getting it. Plus, those dispensaries, who do you think they're going to hire? Locals. You're creating jobs. Our ag industry is creating jobs. Our farmers, those that have to learn how to grow these plants, are going to be able to do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Man, what are we doing?
Our school superintendent, Craig Bowren, is very passionate about the fact that we need to legalize this because the things that he is seeing in our schools with kids vaping and getting their hands on these Delta 8 and Delta 10 products because of the lack of regulation, it's important.
The science proves that there is no such thing as a gateway drug. If you are going to do something, you are going to do it. You don't need to build up to it. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as that. The science is there for that. That is an old wives' tale that never was true in the first place. Mm-hmm. There are too many benefits. There are too many things that can... It fights cancer, for God's sake. What more do you want?
Yeah.
And I'm not even... I'm not even to the point of like talking about... to Melissa, what Melissa said and I've talked with Craig Bourne about this before too, Melissa, and to both of those points, I agree with them. But at this point, I just want to get it legal for people that need it for health reasons.
Yeah.
I just want to get medicinal legalized
at least,
in this state. Because you can create so much in the ag industry, so much for our farmers, local businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's just get that. Let's take care of our cancer patients. Let's take care of our people that are struggling right now in this state. Those fellow Wisconsinites that don't choose to have, that could use this instead of maybe taking a bunch of opioids. I'm sorry that I don't want to help out the opioid industry anymore or help out all these pharmaceutical companies that have made billions off of us already and off of our dead bodies, by the way.
Yeah.
Guess how many, I want to raise your hand, everybody, if you know how many people have ever overdosed over marijuana. Please. Anybody? Anybody have a number of that? Zero. The number is zero. That number is a common zero theme today.
You can't say that about alcohol. You can't say that about any other kind of drug, really.
No, there is some good noise from legislators that if it's medical, there's some positive thoughts there, and let's keep them going.
The representatives that we've talked to on the air have all been very open about this. Senator Teston, Representative Krug, Katrina Shankland, even Congressman Kind back in the day, like even years ago before this was as common as it is now, talked about medicinal marijuana and helping our egg industry and our local businesses.
Hasn't it happened yet? If everybody is for it, why?
You've got factors. You've got factors there. I want to. We got to wrap up the segment here. I did two last things I did want to get to. Speaking of local businesses, my good friend Cliff over at Wisco Wellness, they moved their building a little while ago. Moved their establishment. Awesome new establishment. Awesome new building. I've only been there once or twice, but it's very cool. They have their grand opening today at 2:00. They're giving gifts and samples away. Encourage you to stop on by over there. It's a great shop. It's a local business. Buy local, support local. Wisco Wellness, our good friends over there. Say, do me a favor. Say hi to Cliff, whoever's working from us at WFHR. They'll get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
go ahead and stop by there and say hi. Say hi to the gang for us. We'll take a break right here a little bit later. We do have another conversation about the deals going on today from different stores about 420.
All right. Cool.
I do want to get into the Earth Day conversation as well. That is coming up Saturday. And before all that, as we've been talking about, we had a tornado drill coming up. Well, that has been postponed for those that did not hear. A big thank you to Andrew Beckett, a good friend of ours over at the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. With the potential for severe weather conditions in southern and central Wisconsin today, Wisconsin's 23 statewide tornado drill is being postponed until Friday, April 21st. Friday's schedule for the drill will remain the same. The NWS conducting the NOAA weather radio tests at 1:45 and at 6:45. The decision only affects the official observation of the statewide tornado drill and the planned radio tests. Schools and businesses that had planned to participate in the drill today are welcome to keep those plans in place.
All right.
Take a break. Okay. Come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. Big thank you to Jennifer and our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. They'll be joining us for the live update in the 8 o'clock hour. It is April 20th. It is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar. Today kicks off with Chinese Language Day.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Such a Chinese cool language. Chinese language is so cool.
Yes.
They're very.
And very difficult. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Not only to speak, but to read and write. The Chinese alphabet has, what, 3,000 characters, I think, in it?
That sounds like, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Lots.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good friend of mine who's Chinese, and his joke, not mine, the Chinese language is so difficult, that's why so many Chinese people are smart. Because at a young age, you've got to learn that
language.
You've got
to learn that language, man.
That's
all right,
joke.
We're singing the alphabet today. 2 hours later.
right, exactly. He tried to teach me a lot of it before, and we had like a couple of different sessions where we were doing it, and finally it was just kind of like, man, you're just wasting your time. I am never going to get this. It is beautiful, though.
It is, yes.
What is just as beautiful as reading it, if you can, and seeing it, is seeing somebody write it.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing people that write, it's like us writing cursive. They just the flow is
except
gorgeous,
so beautiful. More. Yeah,
except a lot more. Yeah. It is Volunteer Recognition Day.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a great
volunteers
one.
Make the world go round.
They do.
Well said, Melissa. The easiest way to honor volunteer on Volunteer Recognition Day is volunteer yourself.
Yeah.
Don't have the time? Well, then make sure to thank a volunteer and donate to their cause.
That's a good idea.
The world itself has a million great causes that all of us have different pulls towards and different ones. Today is a great day to dedicate to one of those causes, donating to one of those causes. We talk about this all the time. Not everybody has dollars and cents to donate, but most of us have an hour or two to kill. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can help deliver meals for Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can help with the ODC and some work that they have over there.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the Humane Society.
I was just going to say our Humane Society is coming in today. We can talk to Madison about that.
Yeah.
And you can always call 211. Our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have a laundry list of volunteer opportunities for you. Call 211. They'll help you out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I just saw a headline. I was trying to find it. I wasn't able to. But volunteer numbers are down. This last year, they have really dropped.
Okay, well.
We the stats that I saw, Melissa, we are back to pre-COVID numbers in volunteering.
Oh,
We need to raise that up.
Yeah.
That's something that falls on all of us, and we need to raise that one up. Mm-hmm. Seth, high five.
High five. All right. Yeah, there we go.
All right. National High Five Day.
Can't believe you made me
attack the microphone while
that.
You're doing it.
I know. I can't believe. Poor Seth actually had to physically
had to
just
do a
high five.
Me.
He just physically had to do that with me. Because we are in radio, and of course, everybody needed to see
that. Okay, guys, ready? Air high five.
All right. All right. Yeah, oh,
there we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was good. That was good. Give a high five to everyone and let them know their accomplishments don't go unnoticed. Whether your friend got a promotion or you made a basket, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be anything big.
Like, right.
We woke up today. High five.
Yes, exactly. It's high five day. Celebrate. And now I have nothing against Nux. Nux are cool. I like Nux, but not today. Today is a high five day. No Nux today.
No fist bumps.
No fist bumps. Nope. No nuts.
No elbows.
Nope. No elbows.
No high tens. Let's not get fancy here. Yeah. Okay.
High tens.
I got to say one
thing. Too over the top.
I got to say one thing about the high five. So people don't know exactly when the high five was invented. The myth, I don't know if it's true or not, the myth that the current manager of the Houston Astros, Dusty Baker, was the man who invented the high five. Now, we don't know if this is true or not. I don't care. I love that.
I love that, too.
I hope it's Dusty Baker. Yeah, because he's the coolest guy.
I've heard that story more than any other.
Mm-hmm.
The one story goes that the high five should be credited to Lamont Sleets Jr., who was a basketball player at Murray State University in Kentucky in the late 1970s and early 80s. At one point, famous basketball player Magic Johnson suggested that he may have invented the high five when he was a student at Michigan State University in the 70s. It seems to be more likely story, however, that the high five was invented by Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke back in 77. Rumor has it that these two Los Angeles Dodger players were celebrating a particularly important success in a game of on October 2nd, and it just seemed appropriate to clap their hands together over their heads. As it turns out, the world must have agreed, because we've been doing it ever since.
That's right.
Isn't it kind of cool, though, to think it's not that old?
No, in the 70s.
Yeah.
It happened, whoever invented it, it was in the 70s, yeah.
It's been a part of all of our lives.
Yeah.
Like, the three of us, mm-hmm. our whole lives we've known it, mm-hmm. but it's kind of cool to think, like, our parents and everything, like, what did they do? How did they celebrate? What did they do?
Like, it seems weird. How did you do it?
You give each other thumbs up? Yep. That doesn't work. That's not exciting.
If you watch old films of baseball, it was always a handshake. You know, like you hit a home
right.
run.
That's
it was a
right.
handshake, or it was two hands. You know, you slap down and then you'd hold the hands kind of thing, like a double handshake kind of thing. But not over the head. That was new.
That's that we really needed a high five.
Yes.
Thank you, Dusty Baker.
Yeah, exactly.
We definitely needed.
You know, that,
that
would be an interesting conversation to have, like to go to nursing homes and talk to people about, you know, like when did you see the first high five, or when did you experience the first high five? Because, like you said, it's been around our whole lives, but for you know the next generation up, they. It appeared at some point
mm-hmm.
in their life.
Yep.
You know, I that's an awesome thought, Melissa. I'll do that with you. For one, I love talking to our seniors.
Mm-hmm.
If any chance you get to talk to a senior, take it.
Mm-hmm.
But more so, I love history too. I love history. I think that would be cool too.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, "That really? That's what you want to know? You don't want to hear about
the
battles that I fought
in
World War II? You want to hear about high fives? Okay.
I am curious, though. That is a good point. We're walking away. They're just shaking their heads. I don't understand these people.
That generation, man.
I often wondered why people like my parents and the age group and that really like adjusted to the fist bump so quickly. I wonder if it's because they already adjusted to the high five.
Exactly. It was something mm-hmm. new. They could get behind.
Okay, this is the next thing.
Yep.
And what are we going to do next? Kick feet together?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's try the
old kid and play. Yeah, the old kid and play. You hit your ankles together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that sounds could be painful.
It's going to be painful.
Or tapping your heels. You know,
we should try to start a new one. We should try
together.
To get that going.
We got to think of a new one, yeah.
Simultaneous heel clicks.
How about finger pointing? You point fingers. You touch fingers. You do the E.T.
E.T.
Yeah, you do the E.T. Yeah.
You're going to miss a lot, though. What the? Come on. Work with me here.
To be
fair. Hold yours still. I'll move mine.
My hands are so big, I can reach people like from across the building. So that's why I thought of that. That's why. National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day.
Yum.
Mm. Yeah, good stuff.
I can't remember the last time I had a piece of that, but they are really good. My mom
used to make it all the time, and I couldn't remember. It was probably around that time that mm-hmm. I had it, too. It was a long time ago, but it is really good.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is good
Very
stuff.
Very decadent and moist on top, and as you get towards the bottom, it gets drier.
Getting its start in the early 1900s by the company known as Dole, the canned pineapple became popular in the U.S. several decades later.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense.
It seems the recipe for the cake was created sometime in the early 1920s.
Okay.
No one is quite sure about the originator, though, but by 1926, the Hawaiian Pineapple Company, Dole, ran an advertising campaign inviting people to share their recipes using canned pineapples.
Ah.
The pineapple recipe contest was won by Miss Robert Davis of Norfolk, Virginia. The delicious cake was just one of many exciting results from the campaign.
Oh, very cool.
I love those kind of campaigns. I think they should do more of those kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get the people involved. They call it crowdsourcing now.
Yeah.
Basically what it was crowdsourcing. But yeah.
It's Get to Know Your Customers Day. That is a very important one. National Auctioneers Day.
I'm ashamed, ashamed, how about it? Sorry. I don't have a very good auctioneer thing.
It's a cool art, though. Like, if you hear a really good auctioneer, it's fun to listen to.
I could agree with you 100%, Melissa. Mm-hmm. I actually got to go to an auction a couple times, and just watching them, I was flabbergasted. I was blown away by I think what I've seen in TV shows pales in comparison to seeing in real life.
To real life. No, because they're cool as a cucumber up there, and they're watching the people, and they're marking them down, and you can just, they're just like this placid lake, and there's this font of stuff coming out of their mouth.
I watched a man that had to have been in his late 50s, early 60s, and he's doing this like he's Vin Scully calling a baseball game. As he was taking somebody, like Mark writing something down, he's taking a sip of water and then going right back to the... Like, it was awesome to watch him work. That was an artist right there.
I had a science teacher in high school who not only had a hook for a hand, he also was an auctioneer.
Wow.
Really?
Like one of the coolest people. Yeah.
Yes, that's one of the coolest people that has ever walked the earth. Yes. That is an awesome human being right there. And a science teacher.
Yeah, and a science teacher, too. Yeah.
Wow.
National, just two more for you here to wrap up. College Student Grief Awareness Day.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
It's a very important one. We just had another college student die at Marquette University. Mm-hmm. So this is, that's hard on college students.
Seth and I were fortunate enough the other day to spend some time for a future Director's Cut episode talking with David Strong over from Wood County Health Department, talking about suicide, talking about the rates of suicide, how it has gone up in so many key demographics, our seniors, our veterans, the LGBTQ community, and young people. Mm-hmm. Young people at a scary rate are in sadness, are struggling with these things. Mm-hmm. It's on all of us to reach out to each other. None of us get through this world alone. None of us get through this life by ourselves. Be there for each other. Reach out to each other. Let people you know you care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the signs.
Yep. Let them know they have worth to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's National Cheddar Fries Day.
That makes me happy.
So there was nothing on this day about 420, by the way, just as a side note. There was no Cheech and Chong, references, no jokes. Although National Cheddar Fries Day, I suppose, could be considered.
It's a supporting day.
Yeah.
There you go,
Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing a few cheddar fries are going to go down today. Yeah.
Possibly. We'll take a break right here. We're going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great start to your day. Is that the lamest start to a song ever? I'm sorry. Save it for the refrain, man. I'm just kidding.
Catchy?
It's catchy.
It's very catchy, yeah.
It was a hit for them. Mm-hmm. They got more hit songs than I got.
Yeah.
I don't have any hit songs. Time to dive into Earth Day. This Saturday is Earth Day. We're going to actually be talking about Earth Day in our local good stories a little bit later, talking about some of the cool things going on around here and everything for Earth Day. Earth Day coming up. Google Trends posted the top questions people have been asking about it. We did the legwork, so you don't have to. So here are the top five questions with an answer for each one.
Hmm.
What is Earth Day? When is Earth Day? It is this Saturday. It is April 22nd. When was the first Earth Day? 53 years ago on April 22nd, 1970. So this will be the 54th time it is celebrated.
Nice.
Wow.
It took to the 70s. For us to do this, just as a side note.
Side note there.
If people are wondering why we are still, trying to make up for lost time when it comes to saving this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Earth Day important? It helps raise awareness for environmental causes. According to EarthDay.org, the first Earth Day helped pass the Clean Water Act and also got Nixon to create the Environmental Protection Agency.
Mm-hmm.
I do this every year around this time. We have turned Richard Richard Nixon, the former president, into a joke or a story to learn from and everything.
Right.
And some of, there's some truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, you know, like every single, like just about every single president, I don't have it off the top of my head of every single president, but the majority of almost every single president did do some things that we agree with and some things we all don't agree with.
Yep.
Because that's the way this whole thing's supposed to work. they say a great deal, both parties leave a little unhappy and a little happy.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. That's when a good deal is done. That's how they say it in sports. That's what they say in business. It is not that different with politics.
Yep.
You're not supposed to like 100% of everything. That's the way this works. You gotta open your mind and open your heart to other people and other things, your fellow Americans.
That's right.
They have feelings. They have things that they look for that we don't. And so that's the part of how this works. When it comes to Richard Nixon, there's plenty of things that you can say about him negatively, and I'm not going to argue with you about a lot of those things. I think you also have to give credit where it is due, and this was something that was very important to him and his campaign, his company, his team, was the Environmental Protection Agency, which is incredibly important. What was Earth? Why was Earth Day created? Before 1970, there were basically no laws protecting the environment.
That's right.
I just want that to sit there for a second. It took to the 70s for us to realize this.
Yeah, even though we could see it everywhere. I mean, the example that's always used was the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland. I mean, that literally caught on fire several times because of all the horrible stuff that was in it. Yeah, that's the reason why. The people were looking around like, ooh, this isn't good. This is not good at all.
There's a lot of things we can give the past a pass on.
Mm-hmm.
The science wasn't there. The this wasn't there. What have you? We didn't know what we knew now. What a thing. How can you? If you were in your house, you wouldn't just start pouring oil on the carpet. And if you did, you dang sure wouldn't expect that you could get it out completely. Like, you could clean that thing for years, and you're going to be able to clean it pretty good, but guess what's still going to be there? A stain.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How does it make any sense that if you go walk on the planet Earth and do the same thing, that you wouldn't logically make the connection that, I shouldn't maybe I shouldn't be blowing up nuclear bombs in our country.
Yep.
Maybe I shouldn't be pouring oil into our lakes, into our water. Boy, don't I use that for something?
Out your window.
Yeah.
Hey, Timmy, I know you got your swim trunks on and everything. You want to go in that water. Just hang on a second. Let me finish pouring the oil in it. You wouldn't do that. That doesn't make any sense. You don't get a pass on this one. I'm sorry. The pass does not get a pass on this one. We should have been on this a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who started Earth Day? A senator from Wisconsin named Gaylord Nelson. But a college kid named Dennis Hayes gets the credit, too, for coordinating it. Students at 2,000 colleges and 10,000 other schools took part as well. I'm not going to put too much focus on Dennis Hayes. I would like to put the focus in for very, very many reasons that I'll let you go ahead and search engine yourself and look into. I'd like to focus on Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson, who young people get things done. But whether you like it or not, it takes legislators to get things into action.
Exactly.
It takes people to vote those people into office to make that happen.
And then pressure them
and
afterwards.
Pressure them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep, and say,
exactly.
Hey, this is something important. We need this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just as I was saying with Nixon, I feel like you have to give credit to people that make these things happen and for whatever the reasons. And again, a local tie-in, I would hope Wisconsinites take this day very proudly, very seriously. Seriously, this is something that you should be taking on. This is part of your culture, part of your heritage, part of Wisconsin history.
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin.
There you go.
That's all I know.
And as I mentioned earlier, there are plenty of Earth Day celebrations going on locally here. We're going to get into those a little bit more later. But one of them going on is our friends at the First Congregational Church have presenting the special Earth Day program featuring Eco Eve Apparel. This is going on this Saturday, April 22nd from 2 to 4 at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This is Eco Eve Apparel. This is all from endangered animal-inspired clothes. This is all endangered and animal-inspired clothing made from 100% recycled water bottles created by the wonderful Evie, a 12-year-old autistic girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my new heroes.
That's right. She's
that
cool.
Is so cool.
Autism awareness speaker will be there. They'll have a fashion show, kids activities, shopping, and goodie bags. Adults get in for just $5. Kids are going to get in for free. And that $5 ticket acts as a $5 off coupon towards your EcoEV purchases. So smart. That is such a smart
move. That's a good way of doing it, yeah.
What time is it again, James?
It is from
2 to 4, I think.
2 to 4. Yeah. 2 to 4, April 22nd. 2 to 4 this Saturday. If you'd like tickets, you can give Jackie a call at 715-572-7242. That's 572-7242. Or if you'd like 2 free tickets, let's give them away right now.
All right.
Let's do it right now. Call up 424-2600. Just let us know how you're celebrating Earth Day. That's all you got to do. Or just call up and say that you're going to celebrate Earth Day.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be specific about it. 424-2600. Call up and let us know, and you'll get these 2 tickets to the Ecovi Fashion Show coming up this Saturday. 424-2600. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hopefully you guys are having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everyone. We're going to go right to the top of the hour. CBS News will come in and catch up on your world news. After that, we'll be joined by Paul Trombley and our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center with a live and direct update. And after we're done talking with Paul, we're going to get into 80s catchphrases.
All right.
I'm going to see how many of these people recognize, remember, and all that.
Grody.
nice. a real quick stat correction here, everybody. I confused the Earth Day Cree founders.
Oh, okay.
Dennis Hayes has done some amazing work in his life. He's an environmental advocate and advocate for solar power. He rose to prominence in the 70s, coordinating the first Earth Days. Hayes has founded the Earth Day Network and expanded it to more than 180 nations. Has done some amazing work. I apologize. I unfortunately confused him with Ira. Ira Einhorn, who was known, who was a conservationist and was a big activist about all these things, and was one of the people that helped get Earth Day on the national radar.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also the unicorn killer and a convicted murderer.
Yikes!
And so that's what I was confusing. Okay. I apologize. So. Unlike many politicians out there, I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong and owning it.
That's
we
right.
need more of that.
Yes,
we need more. It is. Guess what, everybody? I confused a couple names. from people that I haven't mentioned in over a year.
To make mistakes is human.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Learn
we can
from
make
your mistakes.
Mistake,
move on. I mean, we need much more of that. None of this doubling down. Is that guy still in office? The guy that lied about everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in office. What are we doing? What is going on here? Boy.
Anyway.
You think that's confusing. That guy's still in office. This confuses me just as much. Not more, but just as much.
Okay.
I don't know if this works or not, but I bet you'll get some extra face licks from your dog for it.
Ooh.
TikTok's latest beauty trend is to rub beef fat all over your face. It's supposed to be a great moisturizer and cure acne. Technically, it's beef tallow, rendered fat that's been cooked down to remote impurities.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like lard, except lard is from pigs. A bunch of people online swear it works and say their skin has never looked better. Most aren't buying it at the grocery store. Back in the day, people used it as a natural moisturizer, and some beauty brands still sell it.
Mm-hmm.
They usually mix it with things like beeswax or essential oils. Otherwise, it doesn't have much of a smell. Someone asked a dermatologist who said it's probably safe to try, but wouldn't be his first choice for acne or dry skin. There are lots of other products now that are proven to help with skin issues. And he says beef tallow could actually end up making your pores even more clogged. Shocking. That said, some fans claim they've tried everything for acne, and it's the only thing that worked.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of life hacks, and I love these kind of things, and I love the idea of people being able to find any way around, putting a chemical on themselves.
Right.
You know, I always think that's a pretty good idea. That always seems like a benefit, a natural resource. That always sounds good. But what the what, man? Like, if this works for one or two people, that's great. But then when you go to a public thing like a TikTok or something like that, and you put it out there for everybody, you're not. There's no disclaimers. There's none of this whole. It worked for me. It might not work for you. Be careful how you try these things. People just look at it, see it, and then they go try. Go. They don't even go like through all the proper steps. They're going into their freezer, grabbing a slab of beef, and throwing it on their face. Like, listen. Why do we have doctors? Why do we have science? What's the point? If we're all just going to do whatever the heck feels right or whatever, you know, Uncle Joe told us.
Whatever
this will
TikTok
work.
Tells us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a visual of someone with a slab of beef on the side of their face.
I got this pimple.
That's
I got this pimple
right here. What are you doing? That's what the beef is for. Black eyes.
Yeah. That works.
See, that's right.
I know
for
a fact that works. Boy, my mother got so mad at my dad. We did not get steak very often. And got home, I was a little kid, got into a fight, had a black eye. And my dad, he's laughing. He's all proud of me and everything because the way the fight went and everything. And sure enough, slabs the steak on my face. That steak was not on my face for more than 5 seconds. Could not have been on there for 5 seconds before my mother, who was not even in the room, not even a part of the conversation, somehow appeared. She didn't walk into the room. She just appeared. She just poof, just right there. And then you put that steak in the freezer. She had a tone to this day I have not heard.
Don't mess with that steak, man.
But I have used it. It has worked before. That I do agree with. That. I will be the first person to say that once you turn 18, acne should stop. Like, it's wrong.
Darn bodies.
No adult should ever have acne, period. I don't care if you bathe in lard. You should not, as an adult, you should not have acne. That's just wrong. So let's get that out of the way.
Let's get that out of the way, please.
But there's a billion different products because there's a billion different people, and everybody's got different skin and different things work for different people.
Exactly.
You've got to find what works. Please try safer methods before trying this. I know how frustrating acne can be, but please try other methods before this.
Yeah. Well, and that's one thing. Okay, I know acne is annoying and everything, but it's also not the end of the world. Okay, let's get this in perspective here a little bit, everybody.
I don't know if it's
and hopefully if you have a serious issue with it, you're able to see a dermatologist.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I do think that stuff should not cost nearly as much as it does.
Oh, 100%.
That's one of the reasons why it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
We will take a break right here. When we come back, we'll have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Just a quick reminder that tornado test has been postponed. It will be tomorrow at 1:45 and at 6:45. This does not apply to local businesses and to schools, but as far as nationally and as far as locally throughout Wisconsin, again, that'll be at 1:45 and at 6:45 tomorrow. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.